John, Niagara Falls has enjoyed a very nice spike in visitors so far this summer season.
It certainly has. It's been a record-setting summer and thus far, and hope it continues on in a record-setting year thus far, even starting with the polar vortex back in, you know, a horrible winter that we all experienced. But people, you know, loved that winter and the frozen falls that they had the perception of. But that really flowed into, you know, a wonderful summer, and our numbers are up significantly this year.
Even heading into the spring, there was a big chunk of ice at the base of the falls left over from that big frigid winter. Was that perhaps part of the draw? People wanted to see that big chunk of ice.
There was, and there was just, you know, the word was still out, and we had it on our, you know, websites and other platforms that we get information out on, that there was still ice, that the Cave of the Winds was delayed opening and the ice was there. So I think there was that mystique and appeal to get here and see it. So that was great to, you know, carry on that, you know, mystique and appeal that was there. And then I just think, you know, we've gotten great exposure through that, but also just I think a lot of our marketing programs, our strategic direction, really just building a presence for the U.S. side of the falls and a recognition that the U.S. side of the falls is a great place to visit. And, you know, we're seeing that from those efforts, our marketing efforts, as well as marketing efforts of all our partners in the region, really putting a concerted effort on getting people here to see what we have.
Did that include reaching out to some avenues that you perhaps did not try in marketing before? I'm not only changing the messaging, but maybe even changing the avenues where you were pitching this new messaging.
It is. I think our website presence has increased dramatically. We are almost up 60-some percent in our website traffic. And that takes, you know, a lot of people, we used to build a website and, you know, people would come. And now you really have to make a concerted effort to drive people to your website. And so we have done that through many different avenues. We've increased our digital advertising, our search engine optimization of our website, the SEO, as people refer to it, so that, you know, when people, you know, search Niagara Falls, that we come up number one in the search engine. We beat Canada now. We do almost consecutively, day after day, that we beat Canada in the search. Not that we don't love them, but, you know, we want people to come to our website and see that the U.S. side of the falls is vibrant and open for business and a great place to visit.
Downtown Niagara Falls, especially in the vicinity of the state park, has enjoyed some new development. There's the new Rainforest Cafe that has gone up. Tell me about how much that played into drawing some new interest.
Well, I think, you know, anytime we have, I say this to people, when we have new product to sell, it just gives us another edge and another opportunity to get out and get our messaging out. So it's great to see the state park renovations. If people haven't been up here, there's been such great rehabilitation to many areas in the park, which are beautiful and lovely, and more to come over the next couple of years. excuse me. Rainforest being in the marketplace. We have a new Tony Roma's downtown that just opened up this past Monday here in downtown Niagara Falls. We have a new hotel that just opened up. So over the next couple of years, we have more hotels, hopefully more dining and attraction options in the downtown corridor. The governor announced, you know, the Wonder Falls project and the old former Rainbow Center that'll have a mixed use of retail and dining and attractions, as well as a 15-story hotel. So there's just a number of things, you know, over the next 3 years that are going to give us just more ammunition, if you will, to get out and market and continue to say a new message, not just come here, but you could come here and this is new and this is new and this is different. And so that's a destination marketing's dream, to be able to have new product and new product offerings to, you know, to get out to the marketplace.
The casino was also there, of course, but when they opened up a lot of other businesses inside, such as restaurants and amenities, that really kind of resulted in many of the restaurants in the immediate neighborhood disappearing. So tell me, for example, what looks like kind of new life for the old Rainbow Center. Tell me about the importance of breathing new life in there with Wonder Falls.
So important. I mean, it's right, you know, it's in the core of downtown, and so I think, like you use the word, breathing life into that will really, you know, help just give a sense of that, you know, strengthening of that core product in the downtown corridor. You know, any downtown needs, you know, additional shopping options and dining options. And I think it's all just what's happening? It's just, you know, more traffic, and that entices more developers and more development. So it's great to see all of this synergy, I think, just not only in Niagara Falls, but all in Western New York. I mean, Buffalo is experiencing such a resurgence, and we are too. So I think the energy is magnetic, and I think it's happening in a beautiful direction where it all is just coinciding in a positive way. More traffic, meaning, you know, more interest from developers, even Buffalo developers. Uniland and Delaware North are collectively working on the Rainbow Center project. Hamister Group from Buffalo is bringing in a Hyatt Place. We have a new DoubleTree by Hilton going in, by the Marani Group. I mean, there's 9 new hotels either planned or under construction, or one that has opened just over the next 3 years. So it's, you know, it's an exciting time for us in the tourism industry.
You started to answer what was going to be my next question, and it's regarding Buffalo's resurgence, its own renaissance. And it sounds like the answer is yes, that you are kind of seeing a trickle-down effect from Buffalo's new sense of feeling good about itself.
Well, I think just in the whole community, you know, we're all Western New Yorkers. We're not just Niagara County people or Erie County people. We're all Western New Yorkers. And I think when Western New York succeeds, we all succeed. So I think it's, you know, ideal that Buffalo is having that resurgence. I've lived here now 26 years. I'm not a native, but moved here. I feel like a native now. But it's just great to see what's happening there with development and new, you know, products there, and more dining options and more activities. Because people don't care about the boundaries, the geopolitical boundaries that we see sometimes, you know, of county lines. When you travel, you don't know what county you're really in. So Buffalo is only 20 minutes to a half hour. So when there's great product offerings there, that it can extend the stay of the visitor, that there's more to do in Buffalo and vice versa. If their hotels are filling up, they want to see Niagara Falls, hopefully they have an extended stay and that people are spending more money while they're in the community. So it's a win-win for all of us. All of this synergy truly is magnetic, like I said.
One of the it was a public perception for many years that perhaps the reason why they were succeeding across the bridge in Canada was that leaders over there put their little fiefdoms and egos aside and all came together, while folks on this side kind of worked against each other. Is that a fair perception? And if that was truly existing, has the leadership on this side finally come around?
I do. I think, you know, sometimes progression just happens because it's just it's moving in a positive direction with or without elected officials. And I think with the governor's leadership, I think he, whether you like him or not or disagree with his stance on many issues, he has put some great focus on Western New York and putting, given us some energy by some dollars and some focus on development. You know, all that is magnetic, and I think elected officials have to put those egos aside and realize that by doing that, whether you're blue or red or purple or green, whatever, you know, we can work towards, we all want the same thing, and that's a better community, a more thriving community, and I think everybody needs to do that. And, you know, they may disagree politically on certain stances, but I think one thing they can always agree on is, you know, a stronger community, it means stronger economic development, means stronger, you know, wages and stronger tax base. I mean, it's just stronger all around.
And just looking at the numbers here, more than 11,000 guests to the visitor center in June alone. That's 100% increase. You're a fourfold increase during just the Independence holiday week.
4th of July alone was the day itself. We were up 447%. 477%, just for the day of 4th of July alone. So we're up 91% in our visitor center year to date. Last year we serviced over 40,000 visitors. Just already through June we've serviced 30,000. So I think we're on track to nearly double our visitation in the visitor center. But I think what that is just a true... It's truly indicative of what's happening. You know, like I said earlier, more traffic, you know, we're driving more traffic. Traffic is up. And that's indicative of what we're seeing in the state park, what we're seeing in other attractions in the area, as well as in our hotel occupancy. Hotel occupancy was up almost 10% in the month of June in our hotels. So, and last year was a great year. So was the year prior to that. So every year as a destination marketer, we're like, oh, we've got to beat last year's numbers, and we're doing that. And so I'm very excited to see what's happening with these numbers and what's happening with the season. It really is going to be a banner year.
Of course, when the weather is nice, people want to come out, but when it starts turning cold again and the snow starts flying, I lived in Niagara Falls until I was 14 years old, and one of my childhood memories was heading down to the Festival of Lights. In trying to keep tourism hot in the falls, are there any thoughts or plans for the holidays, and could the Festival of Lights make a comeback?
I think, well, I don't know if it's Festival of Lights, but we all know that in order to drive, shoulder business or even off-season business, because this is a seasonal destination primarily, and so we need to build that year-round business. And I think there's a desire to do that, and we do need products in winter, from November to April or November to March, to really build that off-season business, because people want things to do. So the water attractions go away, if Maid of the Mist and Cave of the Winds and the Whirlpool Jet Boats and Niagara Jet Adventures, all of those products, close up shop for the winter. The fall still run, and it's beautiful in the park, but people want activities, and so we need to provide some sort of events or some type of products that will draw them here during that off season. So, yes, to answer your question, there are a lot of thoughts. We just have to put those thoughts into actions and really start to create some event-based product as well as other additional products like that Rainbow Center project that will draw people year-round, because I think people are not afraid, especially if you're from the Northeast or from the Midwest, you're not afraid to travel in the winter period, and that was really evident this past year where people wanted to come see the polar vortex and the frozen falls. So, it's important that we concentrate on that in our economic development efforts, truly.